Hello, I'm Amber, and you're listening to BBC LearningEnglish.com. In Weekender today, we listen to an interview with the singer and actress Courtney Love, who's been called the most controversial woman in the history of rock. Controversial means shocking or provoking disapproval. Just over a year ago, an American court ordered Courtney Love to spend several months in rehab to overcome years of drug addiction. Since then, she's written and recorded a new album, How Dirty Girls Get Clean, and she's published a scrapbook memoir. A scrapbook is a blank book for sticking in photos, newspaper cuttings, or any pieces of paper that you want to keep. And a memoir is a book about your life. Courtney Love's scrapbook memoir is called Dirty Blonde, and it's a wild collection reflecting the chaos of her life. There are flyers for gigs with her band Hole, and photos of her husband, Kurt Cobain, a rock musician who committed suicide in 1994. And there are photos of her daughter Frances. Here is Courtney Love talking about her childhood to the BBC interviewer Martha Kearney. It's clear that Courtney knew what she wanted to be when she grew up, but she had a disrupted and unsettled childhood, living with many foster families, families who look after children who are not their own, and living in communes, community homes. As you listen, try to catch the word that Courtney Love trips up on, the word she finds difficult to say. It means going from place to place.
I was actually doing a lot of children's radio, and I was going to the Ashland Shakespeare Festival camp for children that we have in Ashland, Oregon every year. So I knew a lot about, you know, acting as a child. I wanted to be an actress. I also wanted to be a rock musician as well. So I wanted both things, but I was very strong about it. I wanted to be an actress. I would audition for commercials, forge a parent's signature.
And you were living with in communes all over the place, weren't you, during your
foster
childhood? Very disrupted.
Homes, communes,
peripatetic.
Peripatetic. Very peripatetic.
Courtney Love spent her childhood in many different places, but she says her desire to be an actress was very strong, and she would audition, do tests, for parts in commercials or adverts. She would even forge, write illegally, a parent's signature if she thought it would help her get a job as an actress. Now, Courtney's life is more settled. She's happy working as a singer-songwriter for the sought-after producer Linda Perry. If someone is sought-after, they are much wanted. They are in high demand. As you listen to the next part of the interview, try to catch the word Courtney Love uses to describe herself and how much she works.
I like to work. I'm a bit of a workaholic. Just in doing this album, we took 6 months. We did 12-hour days. I worked with Linda Perry, who's one of the, you know, probably the most sought-after producer and songwriter in the United States right now. I love structure. I love being able to get up at a certain time and, you know, I like work. And yet, I chose a profession in terms of rock that has a very chaotic element to it.
Courtney Love describes herself as a bit of a workaholic. A workaholic is addicted to working. In the last part of our interview, Courtney Love was asked if she's ever used work as an escape from the tragedies in her life. For example, when her husband Kurt Cobain committed suicide, Courtney Love was on the road, working as a musician, very quickly after. But she says it was a lonely and difficult time. And yet it resulted in powerful performances on stage. She says she was going through a real catharsis, a strong release of emotion.
Nobody even suggested a psychiatrist. Nobody even suggested a bereavement group. No, you know, and so, you know, I have to say, if you did see me in 1994 or 1995, I won't be able to ever replicate that again because I was going through a real catharsis. And the truth is that I wouldn't do this job of rock and roll, particularly rock and roll, nor do I think I would do any acting if I didn't really, truly, really believe in it. And nor would I put out a book if I didn't truly, really believe that it was good.
So Courtney Love says she truly believes in what she does: acting, singing, and writing. Now here's a list of the language we focused on in the program today. Controversial. Scrapbook. Memoir. Disrupted. Foster families. Communes. Peripatetic. Forge. Sought after. Workaholic. Catharsis. More entertainment news stories and language explanations next time at bbclearningenglish.com.